This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Telecom Wedding Bells.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. AT&T and Bell South may finally be getting married. Last night, AT&T offered something new, concessions that could sway the FCC to approve the merger, possibly today. Among those concessions, the new company will offer high-speed internet access for less than $20 a month, and you won't have to buy any other services to get it. Plus, AT&T has promised not to discriminate when it comes to internet traffic. So-called network neutrality was a big stumbling block. The $85 billion buyout of Bell South would be the biggest telecom deal ever. Some news on a couple labor disputes. Steelworkers at Goodyear voted to approve a new contract last night, and pilots at Delta's Calm Air have pushed off a deadline for talks between the pilots and the company. Wall Street was in a selling mood yesterday. Investors cashed out some stock for a little year-end profit. The Dow fell 9 points to 12,501. The Nasdaq lost 5 to 2425. The S&P 500 dropped 2 to 1424. By the way, the Nasdaq plans to close Tuesday to observe President Ford's death. The New York Stock Exchange is expected to do the same. We've told you all about the huge bonus checks the folks on Wall Street are taking home this year. Some people are getting several thousand dollars. The top execs will see millions. We were curious how some of that money might get spent, so we sent Amy Scott down to the street to find out.
Technology analysts Mike and Heidi won't find out the size of their bonuses till next month, but they've already got plans for the money.
Most of it goes towards what I spent in December on Christmas presents, and then the rest I put just to save the rest of it.
Mine goes right to savings. I have future plans for it, but I don't know what.
Adil Usman's firm pays quarterly bonuses. He's about to get his first one, and it, too, is spoken for.
I got a huge amount of college loans, got some credit cards I want to pay off, and, start building a life, I guess, right?
I'd be happy with, $3,000 for this bonus.
Usman's colleague, Emmanuel Shalom.
I'm in the process of purchasing an apartment, so I'm going to spend it on, down payment on my co-op. I'll pay off some bills as well, so... take care of business.
At least one trader admits he's got less practical plans for his five-figure bonus. Jay says he's already bought a $2,000 television.
A Sony 46-inch Bravia. So I'm going to hook up my Xbox 360 to that and then have some fun.
Some won't see bonuses at all this year. That doesn't stop wealth manager Michael from dreaming of what might be.
Bottom line, not everybody on Wall Street gets to take a piece of that pie. Unfortunately, I wish it was, but at my age right now, fast cars, fast women all day. Have to.
Well, wouldn't you? In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
You're listening to Marketplace. In New England, it's been so warm with so little snow, people are still golfing, if you can believe that. Here's Kurt Nickisch.
Ski resorts have half their runs closed and condo reservations are down, but the fair weather means you can hear the call of four across the region. In Maine, Bath Country Club is still raking in greens fees in its longest season ever.
The ground has not frozen. It's in actually very good shape.
Golf director Dick Carroll has even scheduled a tournament for New Year's Eve. More than 80 people have plunked down entry fees to play.
We just had to order an extra case of champagne. Afterwards, we'll have champagne for everyone to toast into the new year.
A warm January would mean a record 11th straight month of tee times, giving the golf course a winter windfall in what traditionally has been a winter wonderland. I'm Kurt Nikisch for Marketplace.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We are produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, supporting the Children's Heart Foundation's It's My Heart, a book for families affected by heart defects. Copies at childrensheartfoundation.org. And by the NASD Investor Education Foundation, helping inform today's investor. Online at nasdfoundation.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Newsweek's Alan Sloan joins us for a look back at the year on Wall Street. It can pretty much be summed up in two words: private equity. Alan, would you agree with that?
Yeah, that and the other two words, hedge fund.
Uh-huh.
Right. 2006 has been all about private equity buying everything in sight and some things that aren't in sight and going overseas, and hedge funds playing a role actually in many ways supporting private equity by helping put companies in play, by buying by buying junk bonds that private equity firms issue as part of their takeovers. This has been the year of money sloshing around Wall Street like you can't believe.
How does this compare to, say, the dot-com boom of the late 90s?
This really, in many ways, is like the dot-com boom of the 90s, except that the people doing it generally have been around a lot longer than the dot-com people. But I think it's going to come also to a bad end the way dot-com did, but not as spectacularly. I mean, private equity isn't going to blow up like that, especially since, unlike the dot-com, which were all in stock markets, so you could see, right? You could see what was happening. There were price quotes. The private equity stuff, a lot of it is private. But this can't go on. But it's a lot of fun to watch while it lasts.
Well, why can't this keep going? What's to stop it?
If you project that the growth in private equity for 2007 is the same as it's been this year, private equity would have to do $5 trillion of transactions in 2007 and then 10 or 12 trillion in 2008. There's just not that much around to buy. I mean, it can't go on this way, because if it goes on this way, you get to a point where private equity owns the earth.
Well, if private equity owned the earth, we wouldn't have stock exchanges anymore, would we?
Well, that's right. And if private equity owned the earth, how would they take these things public to get their money out? You need to have a stock market because they need an exit vehicle. You have this thing called private equity, which is a fancy name, really, for leveraged buyouts. And then they call it private, but just about the first thing they do, if they hit it right, is take the thing they own public so they can get the money out, pay investors a return, and get their piece of the action, because LBO funds don't get their cut of the action until the investors have actually gotten their hands on their profits.
Well, Alan, it's been a fun year with you, and look forward to another year of you on Marketplace. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you and to the audience. And in a year, we'll be talking about different things, I hope.
Alan Sloan is the Wall Street editor for Newsweek magazine. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and Happy New Year.
American Public Media.
Can't wait to see what kind of exciting car.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.